All right, maybe you're jumping into your car right now. Maybe you're heading out to go grab a bite to eat or something. But the show, we talked a lot about AD's return. He looked really good. Scary moment between the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth. But most of the show has been dedicated to Taylor getting a home invasion last
night
by a raccoon.
Right.
That he woke up in the middle of the night to find a raccoon next to his bed eating out of his cat's bowl.
Stealing your stuff. And it lived.
Complete violation of privacy.
Big time. Yes. Absolutely.
So we're getting some phone calls on that. And there, one guy got his weed stolen. Another guy found three raccoons in the bait box on his boat.
And jumped off the boat. Come on. Wait a minute. I'm not giving up the boat.
DeMarco's going full like Sopranos.
Captain Phillips.
And he's like, we're leaving all the bodies out front so everybody knows what this is about.
You want to stay over one night, DeMarco?
Yeah.
I could use some muscle.
Let me think about that for a hot minute. Yeah. Wait, all you got is a bat? No. Okay. Can I bring my own stuff?
You got a bat too, right?
He's going to roll in with a trailer full of implements to try to defend the
Home style. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, here's another one. James and Tarzana. James, you're on with Trav and DeMarco. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, bro? I got a story. I was in Big Bear a couple of years ago. We had like a lakefront property that we rented, and I went outside to the car, and when I got in the car, it was totally black out there. And I turned on my headlights. I didn't see nothing but a bunch of eyes all around. I was like, man, what is this? And I was like, oh, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 20, 30. It was a whole family of them, like, because they was at the lake. So I guess they was eating on time of night. And then my brother, he was in the front house. I was standing in the back house. He saw me in the car, and he was coming out to the car, and I was trying to warn him, but he didn't take my warning. He came to the car, and all of them just stopped and froze and looked right at him. And I told him, I said, hey, look at the raccoons. He looked, and then he didn't get scared, though. He walked away, and they just froze right there, and I stayed in the car for 2 hours until they all finished eating and left.
I'm with James. This is exactly how this would have gone for me. I'm staying in the car for 2 hours until they leave. I'm going to outweigh
them. Fair enough.
Them.
Okay, but I'm in a car, right? Yeah. I'm in a car, right? Okay. Yeah. Wait, I got the upper hand here.
I don't want the clean up, for lack of a better word. I can just say.
Just saying. I'm going to rev the engine. You come forward. I come forward.
Seems like a lot.
It
seems like a lot.
Wow.
that seems... No,
I'd
wait
here.
Him out. I'd do the standoff. Let's try another call. Let's go to Chino Hills and David. David, you're on with DeMarco and Travis. What's up?
Hey, I was calling because you were talking about things you left in the junk drawer and you forgot about ketchup and outdated McDonald's sauces that they don't make anymore. and then you're talking about this raccoon. I used to work for a wildlife management company, and I will tell you, wildlife-wise, raccoons are no joke. The scary thing is the amount of landlords throughout Los Angeles who cheap out and don't take care of the problem when their tenants have 4 or 5 living above them is amazing. And I will tell you, that's the scariest thing I learned by working for that job.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere, David. What do you mean 4 or 5 living above them? Elaborate.
Oh, the call, is that they heard noises in the attic. I show up. They think it's rats, and I find it's 4 or 5 raccoons in the attic. I tell the landlord, I talk them outside, hey, this is the problem. Your tenant's got 4 or 5 raccoons living above them, and the landlords are like, and I tell them it's going to cost, $4,000 or $5,000 to take care of it, and they're like, oh, I'm going to get a second opinion. And I'm like, but meantime, you're still expecting these people to pay you rent tomorrow.
Yeah, that seems like a lot, but I don't want raccoons in my attic either. Thank you, David.
$4,000 or $5,000to get raccoons out? What am I missing here?
You borrow Taylor's bat.
I'll do it for free. Yeah, come on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got you, Taylor. Yeah. Give me the money.
Yeah. Emily, do you have any McDonald's sauces that they don't make anymore lurking in your junk drawer? I know you're a big McDonald's sauce person.
Szechuan?
No, I actually don't have anything that I would eat everything. I eat all the sauces that I get, so I don't really have a lot left over.
Wow. What sauces don't they make anymore? Did you say Szechuan? Is that real?
That's a periodic one, right? Kind of pops up here.
That was like
and
a
there.
Rick and Morty thing or whatever. So like they had it like a limited time.
Szechuan sauce for like nuggets or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your level of interest is up.
No, my whole world changed. Did I tell you this about Mac sauce?
No.
I didn't know it existed. Did you guys know about this?
Like the Thousand Island kind of sauce?
Next time you go to McDonald's, order what you order and ask for it with Mac sauce. There was actually a thing at McDonald's
called
Mac
spread sauce. That they put on a Big Mac.
Yeah, it's so good. I didn't know this. Changed my entire life. Did not know this.
This is now I know that, and yeah. I know that you never take the burger out of the box.
I'm
now
a pro.
I know two things about how you roll.
Wow.
All right, couple of NFL notes real quickly. Adam Schefter, former Colts head coach Frank Wright, is being named the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. So that's a vacancy that's been filled. Reich returns to the franchise. He quarterbacked in '95. He was the first snap in Carolina Panthers history.
I remember.
Were you in that game?
Yeah, not in that game, but I remember. At 95, they came in.
Yeah.
I was playing against them. They were in the NFC West.
Oh, that's right.
The NFC West at one point was the Rams, the 49ers, the Carolina Panthers, the Atlanta Falcons, and the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, that makes a lot of geographical sense.
No doubt. This is the West.
The 49ers are the only team in the West, and they have the worst travel schedule of
ever. A four-hour trip for a Western game. Weird stuff. Yeah.
All right, so we got the championship weekend. Obviously, AFC, NFC championship games coming up this week. Are we on the cusp? Because here's what it feels like to me, DeMarco, that Joe Burrow felt a little early last year. Like all of a sudden the Bengals kind of showed up in the Super Bowl with one of those, oh, I thought for sure it was going to be Mahomes or maybe Josh Allen and the Bills, but the Bengals were here and it's like, all right, this is a good draw for the Rams. This is, you know, and it was, no, they're really good. really, really good. They were really good again this year. And Burrow, Chase and some of these other guys, but Burrow in particular, just seems to have that thing that is impossible to define or articulate, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody, media, fans, teammates, coaches, everybody's kind of drawn to that dude, and he's very comfortable with it, and he's awesome. And it just feels like we're on the cusp of kind of entering the Joe Burrow era of the NFL. Not that Mahomes and Allen and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert, there aren't other great quarterbacks, all these guys in the AFC, but it just feels like this is the beginning of his time.
Yeah, he's the uncrowned champ, if you ask me. It's like the second coming of Marino. Really, I mean, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, except he doesn't have a championship, and Burrow is going to be knocking on the door this year. But I'll say this, doing the job, the sideline reporter, right? Mm-hmm. I love it. And you hear about guys, you read about the hype, you see the hype, and you see who they're pushing. And then you see them up close, and you're either impressed or you're not. Lamar Jackson impressed me with his speed. Unbelievable.
Sure.
Alvin Kamara went by me so fast, I felt the wind. It's like, good Lord, I see why you're this guy. So certain guys match the hype. I went into that Super Bowl against the Bengals thinking, okay, Burrow's pretty good. Then after the game, and I saw what it took to beat him, and how far AD had to go to get him on the ground. This dude is special. Not only is he good, he's special. He goes beyond the play. You know what I mean?
Tell me what you mean by that.
He just, like, he goes beyond of just X's and O's. You know what I mean? It's more than just calling the right play to get him on the ground or to get him out.
Mm.
You have to actually physically take him out of the play on every single play, or he's going to score on you. Same with Mahomes. No matter what you do, having the right call in place is just part of it. Now you got to go chase the guy down and beat his competitive nature. So you saw that. He oozes charisma. So
yes,
he is that guy. We had that conversation about Larry Bird. He is just that guy.
It's that thing that I know I'm really good. You know I'm really good. I'm not going to pretend I'm not really good. I'm not going to be super arrogant about it, but I'm also not going to pretend that I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Right? It's charming. It's a very charming, appealing lane to be in, and you don't see it happen very often. Like, for instance, Patrick Mahomes is a great player, and I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan, but it's not that magnetism like it is. Like, he does stuff where he throws a hook shot or left-handed pass. Like, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like that. But then you watch Burrow, it's like, I just kind of want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to
vote for the homecoming king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that kind of deal.
But watching him, like, and he gets the whole pageantry of football. And I go back to Odell Beckham Jr. does it now. Jalen does it now. Certain guys do it. When T.O. was roaming the earth, he would warm up, and his warm up was part of his intimidation. You saw what Burrow did, that pass, that warm up pass.
The little pirouette.
Everybody saw that.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching. That changes everything about your mindset going into that football game. As a teammate of his, like, wow, this is our guy. And as the opponent, man, did you see that? You know what I mean? So
sure.
Your coach says, guess what? We're going to go man against Burrow. No, we ain't, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah.
Am I crazy? And I understand that this is premature, but this was also where these guys were 20 years ago. That when you look at what the AFC is right now, right? You've got Mahomes, you've got Burrow, you've got Allen, you've got Herbert, you've got Lamar Jackson, and you've got Trevor Lawrence, all in one half of the draw.
Uh-huh.
These guys are all over there. And the Mahomes Burrow thing, we're going to see him hook up in the AFC Championship again this year. Both of them have already been to the Super Bowl. Mahomes twice. He's won one. Burrow's got a chance to go back and get another one, maybe win one. This feels very early to mid-2000s with me, where you had Brady and Manning going back and forth in championship games, in Super Bowls. But then you had kind of this second tier of really good quarterbacks in that half of the draw, whether it's Roethlisberger, whether it's Phil Rivers, whether it's Joe Flacco, these guys that maybe aren't quite Manning and Brady, but really good, really dangerous guys, but don't punch through quite as much because these other two dudes just had it on lock for the better part of, you know, in Brady's case, 20 years, Manning's case, 15. We looking at that part two?
It's funny how that works, right? I don't think the NFC side will out-quarterback them, but they could create another Emmitt Smith, mm-hmm. another big line that dominates that side and just takes the air out of the football. But I think on the quarterback side, the AFC has it. And I feel bad for Joe Burrow. I hope to goodness, to high heaven, that he gets out of Cincinnati.
How come?
Because they won't be able to like support him. Once they start paying him, they won't have enough money to give him receivers or give him an offensive line. Then he turns into Carson Palmer at some point. Right, that's what I mean. I mean, that's where quarterbacks go to like kind of die. You know what I'm saying? So eventually they're cash strapped. They don't have a lot of money like Dallas. They can't pay those free agents. So it's just going to be Joe Burrow by himself at some point.
So who is he in that? Is that Philip Rivers with the Chargers? Is that a guy that really good and make a run here or there because you're that good of a player, but you're not in the Steelers organization where they got all the infrastructure to set you up, or you've got the Patriots who obviously had everything figured out how to do it, the Colts, the Broncos, those teams with Peyton Manning that were just really, really good every single year, and they were able to support him with all those guys. I'm trying to think who.
I hope he's not Philip Rivers, but it's the same. You've got to take advantage of this window before it closes, because it's not going to be open forever like some teams that can just pay and keep it going, like Dallas and Pittsburgh, teams with money and draft capital. So your window is right now. You've got to poke through, which means you got to go through Mahomes to get it.
Do you think that it might come, though, to a point where, like Burrow, like Brady, people might take a pay cut? Maybe we'll go there and try to win a Super Bowl by going to be with Burrow.
No.
Burrow gets big money and everyone else goes.
No. You don't take. No, Burrow does not take pay cuts.
No, I'm saying not Burrow.
Other people?
Go and play for Joe Burrow.
Maybe.
With Joe Burrow.
I think you might be hitting. You mean free agents take less money to go play with Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. That's a big if. I can't see Odell Beckham Jr. taking a pay cut.
Maybe I'm not a team.
He had to play for the not a pick up, but he played with the Browns.
Once I'm playing professional sports, who's got the most money?
Absolutely.
Who's got the most? I'm going there.
Yeah.
I'm going there. This is what I do for a living.
There may be a scenario where guys take a little bit less
like
to go
chasers.
Play with them. But I mean, this is like you said, this is the pros. They're not into taking pay cuts.
Yeah. And I get it at the end of the line. Like somebody that looks, I've been in the league 10, 12 years and I got one or two shots at this left. I've already made a bunch of money somewhere else. I'm going to go give it a shot over here or over there. But like Jamar Chase, when he comes up, he's not going to say, well, I just love Joe. I'm not going to take less to stay. I will go take Jerry Jones's money.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're offering me this and you're offering me that. This is a business. I only have 8 more years of this before I have to cycle out. So, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Burrow, but like Philip Rivers, this is your window right now. You've got to get it done ASAP.
How did KC like be able to retain people, keep people?
KC has got roots, and they've done it right for a long time. KC's been good a lot in different eras. They know what they're doing. They're an old-school football team, so they have money, and they know how to manage that situation there.
If Burrow goes into KC this weekend and beats Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs, who've been the class of the AFC for the last 5 or 6 years, right? And he's beaten them, at that point it would be 4 in a row, beating them in 2 AFC championship games.
Go ahead and say it, beat Mahomes.
Both times in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Are we done with that conversation of who you'd rather have? Because Mahomes is amazing, but if we've played 4 times and one guy beat the other guy 4 times in a row, it's pretty obvious.
I still wouldn't mind picking second.
No, that's different.
I still wouldn't mind picking second.
That's fine. Yeah. You go first, and I'll take whoever you don't want. I get that, but that's the and part of it is, is Mahomes does that thing where he'll throw one with his left hand and he'll throw one underhand and he'll do that. So I've never even seen that before. But when it comes time to just winning straight up with that dude, the other dude's beating him every time.
It's crazy. I know. Look, like I said, I think Joe Burrow is the uncrowned champion of the NFL. And some point, depending on what happens in Cincinnati, if they can ever figure that out, will probably be the face of the league because of his swag and how he plays and how he inspires others. And I keep hearing this. I did not know, Emily, I did not know that Jimmy Garoppolo was good looking.
What?
I did not know this. He's just a target
to me.
It's
a dreamboat.
I did not know this. Yeah. I'm late. And they also put Burrow in that category.
Burrow is very, very good looking.
So he's got charisma, he's got that, and he's good. That's your face of the league. And there was nothing. I have to tell you this.
Jimmy G is the face of the league.
I did not know
Joe
that.
Burrow might be the face of the league.
He's a target.
Wait. Capital F is Jimmy G.
I have to tell you, the most intimidating thing I've ever seen as a quarterback was watching Tom Brady warm up in Foxborough with those banners behind him. I'm serious. He looked like a giant. All he's doing is throwing a football, but those banners and him, like, oh, we're playing him.
He's pretty good.
Oh, no doubt.
He's pretty good.
No doubt.
All right, so we got two guys playing Hurt this weekend. Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee. DeMarco's in for Slee on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you a Vegas guy, DeMarco?
Yeah. A little less than...
Than you used to be?
Yeah. 20s and 30s?
It's a little different.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you and I are... We have similar interests, shall we say.
Yeah.
Right? We like the same stuff.
Absolutely.
What does current-day DeMarco Farr do when you go to Vegas? Because I'm going this
weekend.
Try to
corral my kid.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
My kid is 17, so I'm not going to have to corral him too much. Okay. He's got a baseball tournament. We're going to Vegas tomorrow for a tournament. And there's going to be a little bit of time for my wife and I to go do something fun. So I'm trying to... Got some suggestions yesterday. I don't really gamble. I love to eat. Love to have some drinks.
Bringing your wife to Vegas.
Yeah, she's coming.
Sunglasses. Number one. Just saying.
Just to keep my the peepers covered
sunglasses.
Up.
Sunglasses. That's all I'm saying. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Not just for the baseball field?
I'm just saying.
I want to go do something that I want. Here's what I want. I want stories when we come back. I want to come back on Monday and have a bunch of, I saw this and I saw that.
Go see a show. Is Ka still going in Vegas?
Is that a Cirque du Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil.
Probably.
Was the most breathtaking show I've ever seen.
One. Yeah. That was great.
With the guy did the high dive and they were all standing on the stage and that was a trip. Blew my mind. Ka's still there. Go see a show. Go have a steak.
That sounds
good. Go see a concert.
That's what she wants to do. I get restless at concerts. I don't know, it doesn't hit me.
Emily would know. Who's doing the residency?
There's a bunch of
Shania Twain.
I think Shania actually is not there anymore.
Adele. Is she
Adele's
still
definitely there still. Yeah. She has the weekend, so you'd be able to see her there.
If you don't like concerts, do the magic shows. Blow your mind. Absolutely blow your mind.
Bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, do that stuff, and then save the gambling for last.
I'm not a huge gambler, so that's okay. Here's what these are all things that are great suggestions. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
You're going to sleep.
No. We're going to go to a restaurant. We're going to belly up to the bar. We're both going to have a couple of martinis, and we're going to both go, let's just sit here and have another one.
That's fun, too.
It's going to end up being a martini crawl as opposed to us going to do something super.
Talk to strangers. That'll get you some stories.
That's a good one.
That's a very good idea.
Go to a club. I know it's weird. I know it sounds weird. No, but go to a club. Make your inroads now.
Travis in a club wearing his half-zip jeans.
Go get bottle service at a club.
Are you going to beg?
I'm just saying. Just go get bottle service at a club. You'll get everything you want. You can talk to people. It's
great. I'm on AM radio. I'm not doing bottle service.
I can imagine if you're in the VIP and bottle service sitting down, they would want, like, what does that guy do? Yeah. How did he get in here wearing
that?
They
probably think you're in like tech or something. Yeah. Right. You are like a founder at Apple.
Invented a brand of dad jeans that everybody has to get their hands on.
You dress like a billionaire.
That's
there
right.
You go.
That's the way that you do it. We were talking a little bit during the break about Patrick Mahomes and what makes him so difficult to deal with, right? That you're saying if he's in zone, he hits Kelsey. If it's man-to-man, he waits and then he'll find a guy. He can make every throw on the field. There's not a lot of good options. The Bengals this weekend, though, get him – and again, they've had success against him. They've been able to beat him so far. But him on one leg, because, look, high ankle sprain, you know this better than anybody, it's not going away in a week. I know that they'll shoot him up, and I know that he'll be as mobile as he possibly can be. But part of what makes that guy, not that he's Lamar Jackson fast and can run like that, but you don't really get to hit him. He's always able to kind of get away just enough to extend the play. I wonder if that's not, if not eliminated, drastically reduced because he's dealing with that injury.
Oh, no doubt. That's why I love this weekend. Like Joe Burrow is the, like we said, the uncrowned champ, and Mahomes is compromised. Mm-hmm. And it's a rivalry. So, but look, even with on one leg, and I love the press conference when you zoom in on his legs and he walks off and he hops off the podium. So I don't know how bad he's hurt. It says high ankle. But it may not as
have you ever had that injury?
Oh yeah, it's a season ender.
Yeah,
sprain is not a good word for it. That's not really what it is. I mean, it's better if you break your leg,
like Tony Pollard.
Yeah, it's better if you break, and they're doing that tightrope surgery, and it's weird. So it's not really a sprain. That kind of undersells it a bit, but he's compromised. But I don't think it's going to affect him.
You don't?
No, I really don't. If Mahomes has to stay in the pocket, he can still kill you. He's still that guy and that good. So. If he reads zone, he'll stay in the pocket, pick you apart. Man, he's going to scramble around and make something happen. So if he can't do that, he still has the benefit of chuck and duck. Okay, so you've got it. You've called the right defense. I'll just dead the football, come up with something else. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So he can still be dangerous even when compromised.
All right, without giving away too many trade secrets, unless, of course, you'd like to. When you know you guys got a thing, when the guy that you're trying to stop has a thing, he's got an ankle injury. Is there shenanigans when you get your hands on him?
Oh, well, look, okay, I lost a friend over this, Trav, no doubt.
Really?
Offensive guard, his name was Anthony Redmond. We came out in the draft. He was drafted, I wasn't, but we're in the same draft class. So he's playing for the Arizona Cardinals, and he comes up to me. He's an offensive guard. Now, we're about to butt heads for four quarters, and we're in warm-ups. So he comes up, hey, D-Far, what's happening, man? We haven't seen each other for a while. And he says, man, look at my hand. It's all messed up and it hurts and all this stuff. And I'm looking down at it like, you shouldn't be telling me this. Really? I mean, like, you really shouldn't be telling me this. And I'm trying to tell him with my eyes, you need to go away right now.
Yeah.
Sure enough, 15, 20 minutes after that, first pass set, I go right after that hand. And he looked at me like, how dare you?
Would you like a chop kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going right after it. He's like, how dare you? I told you it was hurt. Bro, we're playing.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. If you're compromised and you're out there. It's fair game.
I mean, I'm trying to think of an analogy in the universe that I competed in baseball. It's like if I went up to an opposing hitter and said, you know what, I can't throw my curveball for a strike anymore. It's like, well, then you're not looking for any curveballs. You're just going to sit on fastballs and hammer away. Why would he tell you that?
And if
he
you were my teammate and didn't tell me that, right. I'd be hot at you forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he was pissed at you that was it?
Yeah, it really, really hurt him. Like, I can't believe you did that. I think I beat him for like a sack and a half.
Yeah.
I'm like, you shouldn't have told me, man. I wouldn't have told you.
So how do you do it with Mahomes? Like, do you twist it? Do you lean on it? Do you poke it? What do you do?
You call it giving him the business.
Okay.
So if you get to him, not a sack and not a roughing, but you push him. You make him have to put weight on that ankle constantly, and you see what comes out of him. If he starts cussing, that means it hurts. That means come after it more.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, of course you test it. That's your job. That's
just understood. He knows it. You know it. Everybody knows it going in. This is what we're doing. We're going to test it. We're going to give you the business, and he expects that going into the game on
Sunday. I told you Jim Kelly took all of my fight away from me. I blasted him, put him through the turf. I know it hurt. I heard his back snap. And he says, man, I've been hit by better than you. And it just took everything. Like, dang. I thought that at least he would say, ouch. You know what I mean? Took everything out of me. Yeah. So that's the job. That's the business. You should be coaching that. Not dirty,
right.
But you should be coaching that.
What about Jalen Hurts? They just absolutely kicked the Giants' ass last week. It was just that game was over at the end of the first quarter, and it's just like, okay, so Hurts didn't have to do a bunch as far as, you know, coming back from the injury that he was dealing with at the end of the season with the collarbone and whatnot. Is he 100%? Is he ready to go?
Okay, because I'm a fan of Chris Sims. I like Chris Sims. I like what he does, and I know people hate him because he's got hate for Jalen Hurts, but I think this is where we're going to find out who's right, if Chris Sims is right, because I don't think you're going to be able to push around the Niners like you did the Giants. You're going to have to throw the football from the pocket to win. You're going to have to avoid Bosa and that pass rush to win. So I think Philly is a great team. I think Hurts has been great with them. But we're going to find out exactly what type of quarterback he can be.
Okay, so that's the Hurts portion. I've been saying this for the last 3 weeks, and Brock Purdy has been really somewhere between good to very good. We really haven't even seen too much bad out of him. Against the Cowboys last week, I thought he took a little bit of a step back. I thought he got away with some that he probably shouldn't have. He could have easily had two interceptions, maybe three. Cowboys just dropped him, right? They just missed some opportunities there. It seemed like his feet were padding around a little bit more than they were. He was pumping the ball a little bit more than he typically does. This obviously is another step up. It's on the road. The weather will be cold, all of these sorts of things. Is this the test for him? Because I keep waiting for him to look like the guy that was a rookie, drafted last, Mr. Irrelevant, all of those things. It hasn't happened. And if it doesn't happen on Sunday, I'm going to stop waiting for it to happen.
Okay, he reminds me of Warner for two reasons. Warner and Brady. Warner because he is protected. He's got a really good left tackle, a really good offensive line. So just go play your game. Don't worry about your safety. We got that. And he's got weapons. Get it to your playmakers on time, and they'll make you look great. So I remember when people discounted Tom Brady, that first Super Bowl. Ah, it's just Tom Brady.
He got a little lucky.
Jump 20 years later, and look, he's the greatest thing going. So he's got an opportunity to seize a lot, Purdy does. And so that's Warner and Brady at the same time. But we'll see if he's ready for the big time, because Philadelphia is a meat grinder. Their defensive line can get after you, and they bark a lot. So we'll see what he's made of this weekend.
I want to talk about the San Francisco quarterback situation, because it's fascinating to me that they spent all this draft capital and everything else to get Trey Lance in this position, and they've really never gotten an opportunity to see if he's good or not. It just hasn't come together, and now they found this other guy. It's like, which way do you go with this moving forward? Maybe we'll find out on Sunday. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. But next is Factor Cap. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey guys, it is a fact that I would move if a raccoon ended up in my room, because I feel like it also, I'm on the second floor, the raccoon had to, like, you know, do some work downstairs to get up to my room, so it's a lot of different situations.
Checking the place out.
He chose
your room.
Yes, exactly. he targeted me. All right, so this happened in the Duquesne Loyal Chicago game. So this is the TV call of the game. I'm going to let this call kind of explain it for itself.
Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage, and we got an official's timeout, and somebody came on the floor on the far side looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something. There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Wow. Right. So in the corner of the video, you see a guy with a brown bag go walk up to the ref, and the ref's like, shoos him away, like, go away. So anyway, it's very funny to me. So this is something that would happen to you, Travis Factor Cap.
Cap. I don't understand the process of ordering yourself an Uber Eats or whatever it is, DoorDash, at a place that's got a million places. Just walk up and go get your stuff. I don't understand what that is.
And like, how do you get in without a ticket?
That's a great question.
Yeah. I'm here to deliver. It reminded me of the scene. You might remember this a little bit before you guys. Remember when Jeff Spicoli orders the pizza to history class?
Right here, dude. Yes, sir.
That's me, double cheese and sausage.
That's right.
Mr. Pizza Guy. It's what it looked like. To Emily's point, The delivery dude was not just kind of near the sidelines. He was on the floor. He was
in the game.
In the game. It was so bizarre. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
He should have shot the three. That would have been funny. Wow.
DeMarco?
I'm going to say fact, man. I am.
You in the sidelines of a football game and an Uber Eats guy comes.
Sometimes you just got
to
have it. Absolutely. Am I the delivery guy or like having it delivered?
You're the person getting it delivered.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes it just calls for a Big Mac and I need it now. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, Taylor?
Cap, I would never do this. But if that poor delivery guy, if I was him, I would just leave it outside and say, you know, oh, it's a no contact delivery. You know,
it's in game four.
Nice.
Take a picture of it. They know where it is.
Props to him for going in there.
Next to
you got to have a Cinnabon.
Thai food.
Oh, see? There you go. Got to have it.
All right. So Zach Greinke was talking about his favorite burrito place and how he will never get a certain item because of something he did. So he said, I like the guacamole. Now, I don't really love the guacamole, so I get it when I feel like it. They changed their guacamole from 150 to 180. I mean, 150 is already pretty darn high, so they changed it to 180, and I'll never get the guacamole again. So you agree with Zach Greinke. You kind of need to stick to your guns and never get something if they raise the price. DeMarco, factor cap.
Oh, that's cap. If I like it, I right. Just don't price me out. But yeah,
right.
I'll pay you the extra 30 cents. I'll give you a funny look. You're like you became my dealer at that point. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They give you the taste. The first one's for free.
Right now you're raising the price, and I'm hooked already. Wow. Yeah. If I got to have it, I got to have it, though.
Yeah, so, I'm looking something up here, Emily, really quickly, just before I answer the question. For me, it's cap. I'm with DeMarco. 30 cents, if I like the guacamole, good. If you can raise it a dollar, I'm good. Now, if all of a sudden the guacamole and the burrito is an extra $4,
$5,
yeah. It's like, okay, we can't do it. But I want to look this up very quickly because I have a feeling the number is going to be quite high. Yes. Zach Greinke, in his career in Major League Baseball, which has lasted a number of years, it looks like 17 seasons. You want to take a guess at what Zach Greinke's put in the bank in 17 years?
$200 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Emily?
$425.
Okay. Taylor?
Oh, $330.
It's exactly $330.
$330 million?
$330 million. Dollars. I will buy you guacamole on your
with
next,
a raccoon.
On your with your raccoon.
Wow.
30 cents, brother. You made $330 million.
That's got nothing to do with it. He understands the price.
No, it has everything.
He understands the worth.
It.
Yeah,
he could buy the orchard of avocado trees, and he could be fine. He'd never know the money was.
He could buy the business and then open up a bunch of chains of the business, and then reduce
the
price.
Besides the price, back down to $1.50.
You were gouging him for guacamole. That's besides the point.
I respect the point right. Of hey, listen, that's too much.
Yeah,
I get it. I just can't get there. 30 cents.
Isn't LeBron cheap too? He doesn't pay for Wi-Fi or something?
I'm guessing LeBron would give you the extra 30 cents for the guacamole.
And then Kawhi clips coupons and stuff too.
I respect that. Yes, sir.
I respect it, but I'm also respecting my gut.
Yeah.
I need the guac.
Okay. Have you had a Cinnabon?
Not in a long time, but
the extra frosting was a quarter. It's now 50 cents.
What?
Fair. Very fair. That's
100% markup.
Extra frosting.
Fair, though.
It's already like got an inch and a half of frosting on it
to
begin with.
2 inches. And it's melting.
And you eat it with a knife and fork.
There you go. Right there in the middle of the mall.
Better call Saul. Taylor, factor cap.
Oh, I'm torn on this. I like Zach for sticking by his principles, but some things in life are just worth paying for. Guacamole is one of them.
I'd like to just reinsert the fact that the man has made $330 million.
It's the principle.
All right. So last night we saw Ben Simmons head back to Philly, and obviously there was interactions with him and Joel Embiid. The fans were rabid, and they're booing him all out the place. So Philly would be the hardest place to be a professional athlete. Taylor, factor cap.
I think so. Yeah, you got to grease the poles there. You got to do all that. I mean, they've been rough on everybody. Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson. It's just hard to be a player there.
Eli Manning. Travis?
I think it would be very, very difficult, but if you get them, you got them forever. Right? That when you're one of their people, we love you forever
and ever.
Never
pay for a beer ever again.
Right. It's really hard to get them, and they're going to chew you up if you don't give – maximum effort. If you lose, like, oh, they're going to eat you up. But Allen Iverson, I think, is a really good example. Like, they were all over him until he got him. And now AI is a god in Philly.
They love him.
Yeah. There are just certain people that once you're embedded there, it might be the best place to be. It's just a very tight circle to get inside.
You got a mob with you.
Yes.
If they're with you. Oh, wait. They were booing Embiid? Did I miss that?
No, they were booing Simmons. Ben Simmons.
Sorry, oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were booing Embiid. I'm like, wow, that must be really tough. Yeah. Played there, it is rough. If they don't like you, they really hate you. So I would say, yeah, the first thought was Boston. But that would be a tough place to be an opponent.
Yes.
But to play in Philly would be toughest of them all. So I'll go fact.
You know where's an oddly tough, and maybe you got a little bit of this when you played the Packers back in the day, but I'm going by baseball kind of like goonery as far as the fans go. The people in Milwaukee are brutal.
Are they really?
Oh my gosh. Like, I remember there was a series where 3 or 4 years in a row, there was an incident involving Milwaukee Brewer fans. It's like, for the Brewers? Really? I was like,
wow.
Oh, yeah, the Brewers are out of control.
We played Philly Thursday night. Coy Detmer was their quarterback. So I'm on the bench, I'm unsnapping, I got one chin strap unbuttoned, and I'm about to unsnap the other one to take the helmet off. A battery skipped off my head. I'm looking at a Duracell.
Put the chin strap back on.
Leave it on. Leave it on. Thursday night football. Never forget it. Yep.
Yeah, and if you watch Abbott Elementary, too, like the redheaded teacher's character is just indicative of all Philly fans. Also a great show if you ever want to watch
it. Why are they so bitter? What's up with Philly?
They have an edge. They're just angry at the world because the world's angry at them. I don't know.
Okay. Here's a great. Remember Mike Schmidt?
Yeah.
Right? Third baseman for the Phillies. I think greatest third baseman of all time by most accounts. He hit 500 plus home runs. They booed him for 20 years. And at the end of the line, when he finally walked away, they loved him. And they're like, well, you booed me for 20 years. He's like, that's why you hit all those home runs. We made you better. It's right. Like, well,
wow.
Yeah, for 20 years,
they
you're going to ride
Mike
my
Schmidt.
Ass?
Wow, yeah. No
and
doubt.
I think they booed the Pope. And they
booed Santa Claus.
Yeah, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Yeah.
Wow.
So, the trailer for Succession Season 4 dropped today. It's going to come out on March 26, 2023. So it's around the corner. So I was thinking, if I had to switch places with any character and have the life of any character on TV show ever, it might be Connor Roy, because he doesn't have to do that much. He has a ton of money, and he can just live at his own little house in Arizona or whatever. So if you had to live the life of any character in a TV show, it would be Connor Roy. Travis, Dr. Cap.
Cap, I've given this a lot of thought, and I know who I would want to be in a fictional television world. Sam Malone from Cheers.
Nice.
That you get to hang out with the people that you like. You get to be in a spot where it's kind of fun.
Wow.
We're talking about sports all the time. You're the perfect amount of famous, just famous enough to kind of get things that you might want, but you can also go to the grocery store and people leave you alone.
That's dope.
Like, and you're popular. People love you. They're excited to see you. I would sign up for Sam Malone in a second.
I could see that, too.
Yeah. Look, I'm pretty good at being a good guy.
What are you waiting on? L.A. needs that. Open a bar. Let's get it on, man.
But see, I would have had to pitch for the Dodgers to be Sam Malone, right? You have to have reached a certain point.
Well,
to
you
where
can fake it. Yeah. Lie about it. Absolutely. It's working these days.
Jerry Royce.
You know what's funny? This is my worst fear on this show. I've never seen a single episode of Succession.
But who else would you want to be?
So he's super rich.
Very rich.
And no responsibility.
No responsibility. That's pretty hard to beat. That really is.
Pretty good.
I was thinking more like the Fonz, to be that guy.
Hey.
You know?
Hey.
To be the coolest guy in the room all the time.
Okay, can I just break down the Fonz real quick? He was like 40 hanging out with high school kids. That's
weird. Besides the point.
His office was the men's room at a diner. Like, there's a
Have
lot
you
of.
Have seen some VIP areas? That's basically what they are.
Arnold's was not a VIP area. Okay. This was a diner in Milwaukee with a 40-year-old hanging out with 16-year-olds in the bathroom. Kind of weird.
I'd never really looked at it that way. To be that guy, though. Yeah. Wow. I think I'd rather be the rich guy that can do whatever he wants. Yeah.
Connor Roy. All right. Taylor?
Okay. I'm going to go with Charlie Harper from 2.5 Men. Just because he sits around, writes jingles all day, lives in Malibu, hangs out with beautiful women.
Not a bad call.
Yeah. Good one.
Emily, who would you want to be?
Well, I think Connor Roy. That's Connor Roy is a good spot. I think he has low responsibility. He has a lot of money. No one really thinks about him. And he can just kind of say what he wants and then punch and leave. And like no one really cares about what he does. And that's kind of like what I like.
Not a bad way to do it.
Not at all.
Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers this weekend. Is he the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers moving forward? That's coming up next. It's Trav. It's DeMarco, 710 ESPN. So I wanted to get into Brock Purdy a little bit. I want to continue to talk about Taylor nearly getting devoured by a raccoon because I'm still a little preoccupied with that. But you missed an appointment today?
You called me this morning, right?
Yeah.
My whole morning was messed up. I forgot I was coming in here, and I have a workout scheduled for 11. So it's the reason I'm working out so hard is because of that pickleball tournament.
Okay.
I'm not only trying to enter, I'm trying to win it, me and Kirk, right?
So yeah.
I'm going to the gym. I forgot I had a workout today at 11 o'clock. I think I missed it. So my trainer called me. Is he on the line?
Yes. Danny, are you there?
I'm here.
Sorry, Danny. I forgot, man. I had to work.
No worries. Got to pay the bills.
See? My bad. Look, he's a great trainer. So you're not going to make the next workout hard, are you?
Well, it all depends.
On what?
A lot of things, man.
See, he's mad at me.
How late you come.
See?
What you eat.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Please don't make the next workout hard.
Danny, I don't know if this impacts the workout that you're going to put together for him next, but he did say in the last segment that he would consider Uber eating a Big Mac in the middle of an NFL game.
Trav! Come on!
What?
Trav, come on. I'm getting better, though, Danny? I'm getting better in the gym.
Yes, you are.
I'm working hard. We'll put that stuff on Instagram. Thank you. I'm sorry. I will make it up to you next workout. I promise.
All right. You got it.
Thank you,
sir.
Appreciate it.
You, man.
My dude.
Thanks, Danny.
By the way, he owns a restaurant. I was going to take you there because I know you like food.
I do.
He owns a vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
And I guarantee you it'll be one of the best meals you've ever had.
I believe you. I have had enough vegetarian/vegan food.
Yeah.
Most of it is pretty good.
Love it.
Yeah, it's not like, but a million years ago, you hear something, oh my gosh, it's going to be dreadful, and it's going to be tofu patties that are flat.
Nope.
It's good.
Went in wanting to hate it. The only problem with the restaurant is the chef is an artist, so you have to treat him as one. So
a little temperamental.
Just a little bit. But his food is great. But you have to, like, you know.
Does he get mad if you don't eat it right or something?
He may come out and just, like, stand there and look at you. You know what I mean? If you don't finish, you know?
So, that's never been a problem.
I'm just saying.
It's never been a problem for me clearing my
face. Do you like a trainer that, like, gets on you for stuff?
He sounded mad, by the way.
He's not happy with me. Did you hear his voice?
He did. Well, when I answered, first he was like, this is Danny. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
No, in a nice way, like, to me. But
so he's got celebs that show up at his gym. So I'm nothing. It's just, you know. Like, bro, you get no quarter. You said 11, be here at 11. If I walk in at 11:01, he's hot. Yeah.
What's the thing, whether it was when you're a player or now and just working out to try to stay healthy, the one thing that when the trainer or the coach said, we're doing blank, you're like, oh,
burpees.
No. That's very high.
I may
on the
call
list.
In sick.
That's like number three on the. You know what? I just, to this day, I hear the phrase and I just bear crawls.
That sucks.
The worst.
I can do bear crawls. Yeah. I'm okay with
bear
crawls.
You can do all those?
I'm okay with bear crawls.
Yeah. Bear crawls, number one.
Yeah.
Crab walks.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the worst. And then burpees.
They'll get your attention.
What about Tabata? Have you guys ever done that kind of thing? So Tabata is when you do 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, but you're doing 20 seconds at your full maximum capacity and then 10 seconds rest. And like usually it's for like 4 minutes.
What are we doing for like max? Anything?
So it depends on your sport. So for water polo, we would be treading with our hands out of the water like this, trying to stay afloat, trying to get your shoulders out of the water for 20 seconds on, and then you drop it for 10 seconds, and you have to go back up again. That sucked.
No.
I got a question for Emily. I'm so glad you brought this up. Okay, I told Travis I coach, right? Little League girls softball.
Yep.
Okay, so the league mandate is, they were talking about how to coach boys and how to coach girls. This is what they had to say. They said with boys have to play well to feel good about themselves. Girls have to feel good to play well.
That's accurate.
Is that accurate? Okay, fair.
Yeah, because you have to, like, if I'm not fitting in on the team, if I'm not, like, doing well with my teammates, I'm not going to be at my best ability. If I really care about my teammates, if I like my coach and my coach believes in me, then I'm going to do well. It's rarely that you're like, I'm going to prove these people wrong, that you get the best out of a girl.
Fair. See, I got a bag of Mike and Ikes. When I coach boys, I give it to them after practice. With the girls, I give it to them before practice. And I get the same result. Okay.
That sounds good. Then they'll listen to you.
Yes.
They're more like apt to like want to hang out with you and stuff. Like I always like would chat up with my girls and stuff. And but yeah, if I had a coach that was a hard bleep, I would shut down.
Boom. I'm walking that line.
I like those guys.
Which ones?
The guys that would you had to really get a result to get the praise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that's what we're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would not get a lot of, hey, I love you. You're great. I have big, you'd have to go do it. And then you would get a little bit, I knew you could do that. Let's do it again. You had to do it before you got the love.
Okay. Does this sound weird? I hope this isn't Sports Talk Radio blasphemy. I could play for Bobby Knight. I get it.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I would have survived. I would have gotten through it. I don't think I would have liked it.
Exactly.
But I would have survived it.
It's what we're used to.
Yeah.
It's different now. Yeah.
I had a college baseball coach that was a yeller and a screamer and a really tough guy and like a genuinely a tough guy.
Yeah.
But when you knew he cared about you.
When you got the attaboy?
Yeah. Oh, everything.
Everything.
Absolutely
right.
Everything
yep.
for
okay.
sure.
Okay. There
absolutely.
We go.
Yeah. No. And plus, men, boys. You can make me feel really good. If I go out there and give up 3 home runs in 2 innings, I don't feel good about Trav.
Right.
I just laid an egg.
Right.
I suck at this. Right. I want to quit. I hate all of you people. You all let me down.
Right.
It's like,
right.
I hate everyone and everything. And it's completely result driven.
No doubt.
The difference between also like disciplining girls and boys. So for a girl, you want to get to why she's acting out and like either take her aside, talk to her, and make her feel good, because usually it's because she's had a bad day or all these other things. It's not because she just wants to act out. For and this is the advice I think you gave me about dealing with co-ed boys and water polo. It's like sometimes the boy is just going to be crazy, so you go, oh, do 10 push-ups, and then get it out of them.
Get out of there.
Going.
Yeah. Okay.
So girls did not respond well to like, hey, go do 10 push-ups. That's not what we do. Mm.
Don't get me wrong. I just want to win. Yeah.
Right, whatever it takes
to win.
I'll
let your dad solve the issue. Well, I'm just trying to get a home run out of you.
I've heard this one, too.
Yeah.
You and I can be on the same team. We can hate each other's guts, and when we go to play, we're going to be fine.
Perfect.
You do your thing. I'll do my thing. Hey, I need you to be over here when it's time.
And I'll be
practice
there.
Practice ends. We can never speak to each
Peace
other ever
out.
Again.
Yep.
Girls, I need to like you. Before I can trust you to go over there, I need to have belief that you don't dislike me. We need to kind of get along socially, personally, before I can go make this thing happen athletically. Boys, none of that.
I don't want to be in the rotation with you. So it's
right.
like, if it's like there was a girl on my water polo team in college that like her and I were the same year. She's actually from California too. Me and her did not get along. It was until she started losing power in the group that I started to get better at my my roles.
There's a lot of
how does Gino Auriemma do it? That's what I want to know.
He's got the sauce.
I'm trying to be that guy.
Whatever it is,
he's
got the sauce for sure. All right. Anthony Davis comes back last night, looked great, and then scared the bejesus out of everybody with a half-court shot. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.